isn't going on in Winchester rather than what is. I'm just going to grab a couple of the mums if you can hear me above the drums there. So I'm with Helen and Debs, a couple of local mums. What I'm loving about today, ladies, is the fact that we've kind of thrown out the norm. Everyone's just come out. What would you normally be doing at this time on a Wednesday?
I was meant to be doing a day shift. They've swapped me to a night, so it's a result for us. It means I could take the children out of school, and we've come here down here today, so we're really delighted to be able to come.
And what about you, Debs?
Yes, I'd be at work as well normally, but taking the day off. Kids have come out of school, primary school and senior school, and really excited to be here.
It's an amazing atmosphere. I mean, what do you hope that your delightful children are going to actually get from being here today?
For me, it's the excitement of the Olympics, actually. I think it's the start of the Olympics, the excitement that it's come to Britain, and I think it'll bring it alive for the children.
Yeah, I agree. Is that feeling that they'll have this memory that they were actually here, they remember seeing the torch, so yeah, I just hope they'll remember it for many years to come.
I just want you to give me a quick shout your names and how old you are.
Kavya, 11. Abby, 11. Emma, 11.
Vicky, 11.
Abby, what are you making of this?
It's amazing, it's really loud.
It's a bit like suddenly going on a mini holiday, isn't it?
Yeah, because like usually I'd be at school right now.
Usually these children are lining the corridors of their classroom, and today they're lining the streets of Winchester. The torch is due here within the next hour, and it's set to be a really, really special afternoon.